You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Heading out for a daddy-daughter breakfast date, Sonny Josephat drives to the Florida home he used to share with his ex-wife. When he gets there, Josephat sees her new husband installing a security cam and becomes enraged. He loads a gun and starts shooting at his ex-wife and her husband, killing them both in front of his daughter, who calls 911.
Nancy, we're now learning that the victim's wedding was just a week prior to the shooting. Josephat told investigators he was there to take his daughter on a breakfast date, but she was surprised to see him that morning. She was unloading groceries when Josephat pulled up to the home and asked if her mother and stepfather were home. She did not answer him, but the couple came out to greet Josephat. That's when he began shooting. Josephat will be represented by a public defender, and he could be facing the death penalty if convicted on either of the first-degree murder charges.
Sonny Josephat now charged 2 counts of murder. A 700-pound longhorn bull in transit to a Newark slaughterhouse escapes, running down the railroad and ending up inside the Newark Penn rail station. Terrified commuters scatter, giving the bull and his horns a wide berth. Police try to corral the bull, but after they're charged several times, they give up. Animal control shoots the steer with a tranquilizer, and he's transported to a cow sanctuary, where he is now named Ricardo. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Authorities in Pennsylvania say a suburban Philadelphia man accused of beheading his father and releasing a video online showing him holding up the severed head also had a device with pictures of federal buildings on it and appeared to have instructions for constructing bombs when he was taken into custody. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The office of the Bucks County District Attorney says that 32-year-old Justin Mon is being charged with 12 additional counts, including theft and terrorism, in connection with the death of his father, Michael Mon, 1 month ago. Prosecutors claim that Justin Mon used a kitchen knife and machete to decapitate Michael Mon at their Levittown home after shooting his father to death with a firearm he had purchased the day before. Then, Justin Mon made a video in which he calls for violence against the government while holding up his father's head and identifying him as a 20-year federal employee. On a desk in the room where the video was recorded, prosecutors say investigators discovered bloodstains. They also found a computer with many tabs open, one of which was for YouTube. Along with promoting a range of conspiracy theories, Justin Mon rants in the video about the Biden administration, immigration and border security, fiscal policy, urban crime, and the conflict in Ukraine. Before it was removed, the video was up on YouTube for several hours. Prosecutors allege that Justin Mon intended to mobilize the Guard against the federal government, so he drove his father's 2009 Toyota Corolla to a National Guard training facility at Fort Indiantown Gap. According to prosecutors, Mon was taken into custody and discovered to be in possession of a 9mm handgun and a USB stick that included images of federal buildings and what appeared to be instructions for creating an explosive device. The FBI stated by way of email that it is assisting with the district attorney's probe.
Mon, who's being held without bail, had already been charged with first-degree murder, abusing a corpse, and possessing instruments of crime. A St. Louis man has been handed a 60-year prison sentence for a string of carjackings, one of which resulted in the death of a high school football coach. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
31-year-old Kurt Wallace entered a guilty plea in September to 4 counts of carjacking, 1 count of firing a handgun in furtherance of carjacking resulting in death, and other offenses. The sentence was imposed by U.S. District Judge Ronnie L. White. According to federal authorities, Wallace is accused of shooting 3 victims during 3 carjackings in 2017. The attacks were through dating apps. On September 16th of that year, 1 victim was shot in the shoulder. On October 15th, another was shot in the leg. Both victims survived the attacks. On October 16th of 2017, Jazz Granderson was shot and killed while his Jeep Grand Cherokee was being stolen. Granderson worked as an assistant football coach at a suburban St. Louis high school. Wallace was named in a federal indictment in November 2017. Authorities say that in July of 2019, Wallace broke out of jail while awaiting trial. During a police pursuit, he crashed the vehicle he had stolen and was apprehended.
6 additional defendants implicated in the carjackings have already been found guilty and are serving terms varying from 5 years to life.
Thanks, John. Danielle Rico briefly visits with her mom one afternoon, showing her newly repaired car. Danielle had a man with her she introduced as a friend. Her mom worries when she hasn't heard from Danielle in nearly 2 weeks, reaching out to Danielle's boyfriend. He says they broke up, and Danielle moved out with her two teen daughters. The mom reports her missing. Cops also speak with the ex. He admits he sold Danielle's car and has been using her debit card. Cops get in touch with a man with whom she was last seen, Randy, and he tells several different stories about where he last saw her. In the first few months after her disappearance, friends continue to get Facebook messages from her, but her mom says they were odd. She doesn't believe Danielle sent them. Danielle Rico now missing over a year. If you have info on this mom of two, Danielle Rico, please call Riverside Sheriffs, 800-950-2444. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.